Aloe Black is live on KCRW this morning. The album Good Things, we have copies a little bit later for our KCRW members. So, how you doing, man?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good.
Sounds great. So, you looking forward to the holidays?
Absolutely. It's going to be some nice time to rest. I've been running around the world for the past 2.5 months. It'd be nice to just chill out.
Yeah, so you're staying close to home.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, I think the first song to really get my attention was Whole World from Shine Through.
Right on.
And I noticed you incorporated some of the lyric from that in your version of I Need a Dollar.
Just for you.
Yeah. But what I love about that song, first of all, it's this kind of roll call of influences.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's also set to a really interesting marching band kind of rhythm. So it feels very fresh, very different kind of track. But what it suggests is just the kind of power of music around us when you hear that song. And I wonder if you feel that music really makes us, you know, who we are.
Music is part of who we are. You'd be hard-pressed to look around the world, look through history, and find a culture that doesn't have music associated with it. Music is part of the human fabric. And, you know, I think, personally, I feel really, really blessed to be one of the purveyors of music in our culture. You know, and throughout time, I think it's been a really communal activity. And, of course, in a capitalistic society, we commodify the music. But I feel like if it wasn't that way, we'd all be involved. We'd all be dancing. We'd all be playing instruments. We'd all be singing. And not just some people doing it, some people watching. But, yeah, I feel like it's, you know, it's a powerful, powerful energy behind music.
Do you feel the process of making music is easy, is fluent, or, you know, since you have such high standards, expectations, do you really, you know, labor over it?
I don't labor over it. No, having fun is the most important thing, having fun. And music is coming to me at all moments of the day. Songs are always falling into my head and falling through my mouth. So, you know, I don't take it to be so much of a task.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it sounds good and I'm having fun and I feel happy with it, then that's the way it is.
It seems you have an array of influences. Are there any musicians that would be somewhat unexpected that would surprise us?
Well, unexpected. How about Freddie Mercury? Is that unexpected?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of all kinds of music. I love classic rock as well. I would say somebody like Cat Stevens. I don't know if that's unexpected. I've said that a lot of times. People have heard that, but I was really, impressed with his passion. It's really, that's what got me in his music. And, you know, Fela Kuti, that's probably not too unexpected, but that's another artist that I feel like when it comes to using music in a very powerful way for the advancement of your people, advancement of society and political discussion, you know, he's one of the heroes.
Well, that's a nice selection. Reaching all points with those. So the album Good Things, want to talk about I Need a Dollar, which I understand was actually commissioned by HBO as the theme for one of their programs for How to Make It in America.
Well, they licensed the song. I'd actually finished the album months before they were looking for a song for the TV show.
Okay.
And they contacted a Stone's Throw, and Stone's Throw submitted my album or a few songs, and they chose I Need a Dollar, which is beautiful, because as an indie artist, to get that kind of visibility, it's really important, especially, you know, in this marketplace. And there are so many indie artists that don't get that kind of visibility. I'm just one of the lucky few. I hope I can bring a few with me.
And you've seen the results of that? You see more people at your shows?
More people at the shows. Lots of people know the song. People, you know, from 3 years old to 83 years old are singing I Need a Dollar. It's beautiful.
We might adopt that as our theme for the upcoming fundraiser.
That's fine.
For public radio, if you don't mind. Now, I understand you took a bit of a career detour away from music when you graduated from USC.
Yeah, I did.
You kind of went into the corporate world. Tell us what gave you the sense and the confidence and the drive to go back to music.
I got laid off. That's,
well,
that
that'll
was a
do
quick,
it.
Easy decision.
That'll do
when
it.
When I'm singing I Need a Dollar, I say the boss man let me go. It's not a lie. That's real life, you know. But I'm lucky that, you know, that I've been making music for a long time, and I said, saved up some money. If I can't pay rent, then I'll just go get a job again, and I haven't had to look back.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the L.A. scene, because it feels like it's a very, it's a good time to be making music in Los Angeles. It feels like there's a real healthy music scene. And you mentioned Stone's Throw, your label.
Yep.
Tell us how important it's been to be a part of that label and that community in Los Angeles.
Well, the Stone's Throw label helped me get my legs, especially coming out of the hip-hop realm, because I was an MC. But when I met Peanut Butter Wolf, he heard songs that I was recording with Ono, and he heard some of the vocal songs that I was doing, and he signed me as a singer. So that gave me a chance to really explore this side of my my art. And being part of that family is really helpful internationally. Stone's Throw has a really strong brand around the world. People just trust the music. But, you know, the scene in Los Angeles is really deep and it's rich. You know, all of my musicians have their own solo projects going on in the grand scheme. You know, I'm working on music with different artists. Like last night, Blue came over to my house. He's an MC from Los Angeles. He works with DJ Exile, works with Sam I Am, and Flying Lotus. And I recorded Trumpet on his new album. You know, I helped write and record some and produce some of Maya Jupiter's music. She moved to Los Angeles from Australia. And we were working with Quetzal Flores and Marta Gonzalez of the band Quetzal. Amazing music. There's so much to this LA scene. It's so rich and diverse. I'm just happy to be part of it. And that's really a testament to what I put on my first album, Shine Through, that diversity is because of the party, like the do-over, where the DJs are playing an eclectic blend of everything that they want to play, because we don't tell them what to play, you know what I mean? And that's how, you know, my first album came about.
Aloe Black is our guest live in studio. We're going to get into your second set, and I see the first song is what maybe isn't somewhat unexpected, but we've been all over this. It's your cover of the Velvet Underground's Femme Fatale. What made you choose this to cover?
Well, when I was in the studio, we were working on figuring out what kind of cover we wanted to do and going through a list of all kinds of pop songs, and then eventually just decided on something that was a little bit less obvious. But for me, the story is rich. I like the story behind the song, and I feel like why not take a rock song and bring it back home to soul, rhythm and blues.
Nicely done. All right, without further ado, it's Aloe Black live on Morning Becomes Eclectic.
Look into her false colored eyes. She's gonna play you for a fool. It's true, 'cause everybody knows she's a femme fatale. The thing she does to me, femme fatale. She jerks her lips, teeth, femme fatale. See the way she walks, hear the way she talks. Ooh. Hey. Oh. No, 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 no. You're written in her book. You're number 37, have a look. She's gonna smile to make you frown. What a clown. Little boy, she's from the street. Before you start, you'll already be